Yes.
And I'm Lauren.
She's back!
I'm back!
Everyone had their prayers and thoughts with you last week. I don't know who's listening, but I told them to have it.
Aw, how cute.
How you been?
I'm good.
You seem in higher spirits.
Yeah,
of late. So much nice shirt. Mine had a hole in it.
Actually?
Yes.
Did you ask for a return?
Yes. Yes, I did.
And what'd she say?
She said yes, so.
Oh.
Thankfully, she likes me.
So who's gonna get
we got formal shirts, and as soon as I went to go put it on today, it had a hole in the armpit. How terrible.
Do I have any holes in the armpit?
No.
Okay, good.
How terrible is that?
That's pretty scummy.
So what is that? So someone's just going to get a hole in the armpit?
I don't know. It's not going to be me.
I would return that right to the company.
Well, I think she should, but Samantha wants her shirt now.
You picked a bad one.
I know, and I picked mine early, too. I was, like, one of the first people to get it.
The early bird doesn't always get the worm.
No. They get a squished worm. The dead worm from the day before.
I do like the shirts, though. They're cute.
Yeah, they're cute. Formal shirts for the win.
Woohoo.
Yeah. What are events, Lauren, and if listeners have ideas, events that you could do with organizations that don't have alcohol in them? What are, like, good events to do? I'm looking for some creativity right now because I'm really running out of ideas.
Like, as, like a group, like, individually or with another organization?
With another organization.
Oh, with another organization.
I was thinking a Super Bowl party would be cool.
That'd be fun. A barbecue, but, like...
Barbecue. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Other two groups, you know? You can put it in different group categories.
With another organization?
Yes. Most likely boys. Yeah, then I ran out. That was... Like, is there a game that boys like to play? I don't know.
Spin the bottle.
People can bring video games down, but we only have one TV.
Yeah. But would these other organizations, like, want to
play? I don't know. One told me today if there's food, like, that definitely is enticing. So I said, okay, let me try to think of food events. Food-centered events.
Oh, my God. Movie night. But maybe it's more for girls.
Yeah. That's what I said.
I'll let you pick a boy-themed movie. Terminator.
Yeah. Like an action movie. Is that what boys like? Who even knows? That's the stereotypes of what we think, but
see, what does Patrick like? Video games.
I know, that was
watching YouTube on his phone. Did you Google?
No, not yet. That's something I could do. I have a lot of things on my to-do list. Yeah, so it's something you think about. Girls are easier to come up with.
Yeah. Like, just girl stuff alone.
Yeah.
Honestly, it wouldn't be... Like, I feel like it'd be more fun to just do, like, do they want to actually, like, do that kind of stuff, like, with... Like, do, like...
They brought it up in discussion today.
That they... What?
D-U. Delta Upsilon.
Yeah. Brought it up to you?
Well, I had meeting. Oh, you missed this whole thing. I'm having meetings with all the Greek organizations.
Right. Sorry, I'm not in the loop anymore.
And I had my meeting today with Anthony, and that's what he suggested, sober events. But I said, do you have ideas for that? Like, what do boys like?
Is he in support for sober events?
Yes, he brought it up.
Oh.
He was saying that's what we should do.
Oh.
But he didn't really give me ideas. He just said barbecue, BBQ, you know? And I'm like, bro, that's going to get old.
Tailgate.
Yeah, but that might not be sober.
You can't control what people do outside.
No.
You can only control what's in your space.
BBQ. I was like, okay. He said they had pizza with AFI a couple weeks ago, and that was like an RA program that they combined.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, I guess we could do pizza.
Baking.
I don't think they want to bake. They're going to want to eat our baking.
No, I think they would want
to be. What if we did, like, a hamburger contest? Or, like, the best way to do it? Like, I don't know. Or like a dessert contest, like a cookie contest or something.
Bake-off,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That may be a sorority thing.
Maybe. No, I think the boys would want to bake.
I'm such a girl!
What did Henry say?
I didn't ask him.
Wow, your main resource, and he didn't ask him. resource. Henry, call in right now. We want to hear.
I don't even know if he's listening.
Want to hear your voice.
Oh, she's typing this long message to me, Dasa, right now. Okay, let's look up what's in the top 50 hits right now. Oh, all explicit.
Wait, what if I want to play something?
Oh, I don't. That's fine if you want to play something.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. If you see something you like, I also go to the top 50 and then I scroll through what.
We can just play Mariah Carey for now while you come up with your next one.
Oh, that's a good idea. You play, okay. Play some Christmas hits, why don't you?
All right. So, All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. First up.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own.
Red pill in my head. Paranoid cutie with a dog bastard. It's that time for fame, but she feels like the girl next door. This is my time.
I guess I'll go first. In between was Last Christmas by Wham.
And, what's the name of the song again?
Beach House.
Beach House by the Chainsmokers.
Sound like Lauren picked it or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Chainsmokers, spring concert has been decided.
But, like, confirmed? Because I heard this morning they were still waiting to hear back.
I was heard confirmed.
By what time?
By what time?
Like today?
Said, yeah.
Okay, what time?
She said confirmed. Now we gotta start working on the contract.
What time was that?
9:30 this morning.
Okay, so he basically is, it's a preliminary confirmed from my view. I actually didn't realize you guys were really jumping that fast into that. That was not clear.
not clear on what?
Like, to the board, in my opinion. Like, that's fine that you guys did that. But, like, I, like, thought you guys were just asking, but then, like, there was no follow-up. It was like, oh, we picked them. but, yeah, basically, they're talking about production costs right now because he wants more.
Right, 'cause he wants the wall or whatever.
I have no idea. But, yeah. Melissa was just saying that that's what they're discussing right now, because she went up a little bit, but like they want to make sure that the price is settled, especially because he might be getting nominated for a Grammy tomorrow.
Whoa.
Yikes.
Big yikes.
That is very exciting.
We should have acted sooner to be.
Yeah, because this went real fast. That was like abrupt.
Well, it had to be like, but when we decided, like, we decided that day, like, okay, like, we're gonna do it, like, we're gonna put the offer in, and then he came back with that counter offer.
What? Oh my god, that was scary.
Does that normally happen?
I don't know, but it seems like a, what's it called? Like a freshener.
Interesting. But yeah, so, and like, if, like, Patrick had thrown out that name, like, earlier on.
Look at Patrick.
He would have been, like, 40K.
Yeah, true.
Oh, and I didn't go to the StuGov meeting for asking, because they're asking for more money.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
Because they want to get this one opener.
Is it? Something with a two? Mm-hmm. Never heard of those people either.
I know. Apparently, like, they're so cool. Like,
Melissa said I've heard of them.
Do you... I
think we should look up just a random song. You know, just, like, go on to Spotify and see what...
Well, they do mixes.
Okay.
They remix music.
Okay.
They don't have any of their original... Right? Yeah. They don't have any of their original...
Okay, let's try their number one song by this random person named Two Friends. Right. Random. Just like random Google. Okay, here we go. Let's try this.
Just a kid, I don't need money. Little lost, but one day they'll talk of me. I'll have the world, he'll be waiting when I'm through with it. Oh, I'm coming home to ya. Hey, we're just kids, don't it feel lovely? Sip around the right songs till we feel funny. Outside to sunrise, ain't been it. Oh, I'm coming home to ya. And I remember swinging high on the playground. Side by side on the slide on the way down. And I could see us running around the house. You'd be like, chasing me until our breath run out of my mind. Now I'm hearing deadbeat lies. Like how everything I dream about will never be mine. And how everything I'm reaching for will don't pay to die. It don't matter what you say to me, you know I'ma try and say. Hey, I'm just a kid, I don't need money. Little lost, but one day they'll talk of me. I'll have the world, I'll be waiting when I'm through with it. Oh, I'm coming home to ya. Hey, we're just kids, gonna feel lovely. Sip rhyme and write songs till we feel funny. Outside to sunrise, any minute. Hey ma, give me 5 more minutes. Oh, 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 coming home to ya. Scared of thorns, so I never smell the roses. Always at the bushes, dominate my focus. What a mess who I'm supposed to be. Like what I always say, son, take a dose of me. Like the medicine been making me a broken me. Dreaming all day about the doings of the dopamine. How I sit up on my phone and have a glow for me. Don't know why I never let nobody close to me. So come close to me and look me in the eye so that hopefully I can say you feel that shit you ain't supposed to feel. While you go and say the world, take some notes for me. Come close to me and sing. Hey, I'm just a kid, I don't need money. Little lost, but one day they'll talk of me. I'll have the world, I'll be waiting when I'm through with it. Oh, I'm coming home to ya. Hey, we're just kids, don't it feel lovely? We sip rhyme and write songs till we feel funny. Outside till sunrise, we ain't finished. Hey ma, give me 5 more minutes, like. Hey, I'm just a kid, I don't need money. Little lost, but one day they'll talk. In the frosty air, what a bright time, it's
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. Marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be parties for hosts and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful.
And we're back.
Again.
And I will be 21 next semester, so I get to pick where I would like to go enjoy myself.
Isn't that like Dasa's job? Not VPPR?
I'm her big, and she wants to please me. awesome. Awesome. So that
Have
was.
Have you been to Oceans for formal?
Yes. I'm going there Friday as well.
For what?
Henry's. Formal. Yeah.
Oh, nice. I don't know, like, because I've been there for dinner, like, actual, like, dinner.
The one that Kelsey went to with Tom is that we went to Ocean.
Hmm?
Kelsey went with Tom one time to formal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at Ocean.
See, I don't know if I, like, I feel like it would be weird in Oceans, because it's, like.
It's not that bad.
It's, like, so downstairs is, like, a formal, like, did they turn the downstairs
to a dance floor.
Oh, they turned the downstairs into a dance floor?
Yeah, like, that's where you're dancing, and then upstairs you get your drinks.
Gotcha. But like, what, like, they have like the chairs and stuff, like the tables.
They stay. The ones in the back, they stay. Yeah. And they push the ones in the front to the side.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
What do they have for food?
They don't.
They don't?
I don't think so. It's an open bar, so people are hyped. Oh. But I'm under 21, so it doesn't matter.
Bummer.
See,
I like having food with
I like food too, but it's also because, like, I'm not 21 yet. But I also feel like it's because I'm not 21 yet.
Yeah,
I feel like if I'm 21, I'm able to buy drinks and I can get them for free. Like,
see, I'm willing to pay.
I'd rather have snacks beforehand.
Like snacks at the
why
house.
Why did Morgan delete that? She didn't have pretzels or chips or anything. I craved some pretzels, you know.
Pretzel, you don't
know. Oh my god.
Get like catered Chick-fil-A catered.
It's a little pricey.
Nah, just kidding. I can go for McDonald's.
You want us to get like White Castle then? They serve it in like those to-go boxes.
Oh.
Get like the mini sandwiches.
That's a good idea.
Or like an after. Like an after formal.
Yeah. And the after formal.
Yeah. Instead of an after party. And it's just White Castle.
That would be tasty. I would come.
You'd come for that?
I would come.
I'm glad I can please everybody. I don't know. But, we should do public service announcements. Do you have anything to share, Lauren?
No, not really. Just stay in school, study, do your work. I was able to I just asked. I was able to move my final from Friday to Tuesday.
That's good.
So now I just like can go home from my dad's surgery and like not have to come back, which is ideal.
Okay, we'll do one on cyberbullying. Oh. When online, be smart and have a heart. 43% of teens aged 13 to 17 have experienced cyberbullying.
Oh. That's sad.
That's all I got. They didn't really put much more about cyberbullying.
That's sad. Cyberbullying is sad. If you're gonna be mean, at least, like, do it to their face. You know?
So
don't hide.
Help stop cyberbullying. You could change someone's life by helping end of bullying. Cyberbullying is any mean, rude, harmful, or offensive things said online or through texting. Words hurt. Did you know that 1 in 7 students is a bully of or a victim of bullying? 90% of all 4th and 8th graders report being victims of bullying. 90%.
That's not surprising.
Harassment and bullying has been linked to a school shooting incident 75% of the time. And 64% of students, percent of children who are bullied do not report it. These are all just terrible things. Don't cyberbully. Think before you talk or type.
Exactly. Be nice. Be nice to people.
Just be nice.
Just be nice.
Will you help stop cyberbullying? You should.
Also, when are the formal pictures going to be up?
Oh my god, dude, it was like 3 days ago.
They're up already?
No, I'm saying like...
I remember,
it was a different person. But Clay's also has a professional job to do it.
Come on. You didn't get paid for nothing.
Did we pay?
You just get paid to take the pictures and then hold on to them.
Oh, yes, because I know she loves to harbor those pictures. She's a student here, so maybe she's a little busy.
Yeah, we're all busy. I got responsibilities too, man.
Stop looking for pictures. Do your responsibilities. Okay, we're going to play another song. Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande.
Santa Tell Me.
Okay, let's stop Lauren really right now. Hold on. Here we go.
Tell me if he really cares, 'cause I can't give it all away. he won't be here next year. It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. With you, shawty, with you. Like a hot July, I should be chilling with my folks, I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Word on the street, Santa's coming tonight. Reindeer's flying through the sky so high. I should be making a list, I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Shawty, Christmas. It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spend so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I will be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I will be under the mistletoe.
And that was Mistletoe by Justin Bieber.
The pure days of Justin Bieber. When, you know, he was...
He's married! Congrats, J. Biebs.
That's ridiculous. They weren't even dating for that long. How do you just get hitched like that? I just don't understand.
You're saying that... How long were they dating?
I think like a month or two.
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes, I think at least, I think it was like...
When did Justin Bieber start dating, what is her name?
Hailey Baldwin.
Here it came. When did they start dating? Tell me. This was posted on July 8th. Okay, they got, I think, engaged pretty fast.
Yeah, they got engaged in a month.
Okay, because I was going to say...
But then they got married...
What about Ariana and Pete?
That was also weird. That's what happened. There's no way you can possibly know the person in a month.
My God, this is a terrible article. Just give me the hard, cold facts. Oh, a definitive timeline. Thank you. So she posted a picture with him saying, very thankful. There's no date. That's awesome. Okay, great. 2011. Too far back, my dude. November 24, okay, September 2011, Hailey shows her support for Justin and Selena's relationship. November 2014, photos start to circulate amongst fans for Hailey and Justin at church. December 8th of 2014, Hailey denies that Justin are, that her romantically engaged. December 15th of 2014, Bieber also denies the rumors. still 2014, but wait, the parents bought her having dinner. Okay, I don't care about that. 2015, they bring in the new year together. Seems like they've been having relations for a long time.
No, because then...
2015, Kendall Jenner...
This is 2015. This is 2018, girl. They got... But then he got back together with Serena.
Okay, wait, okay. So Kendall shares a pic with them, and they're in the picture together. Oh, wait. And they look pretty close to this year, cheek-to-cheek kiss. July 2015, the pair get matching G tattoos to honor a girl at their church, Georgia, who suffers from a disease. December 2015, while Selena and Justin's relationship is making headlines for being on again and video footage of him serenading her in a bar, Haley shares a photo on Instagram wearing his sweatpants. And the post says, "Give me back my sweats, D-I-C-K," to which Baldwin replied, "Oh, that's what he said." And then she said, "No, sorry, they look better on me." Then January 2016, the pair bringing in the new year together again with a trip with the Bieber family. She went to the Bieber family in 2016.
Okay, they've known each other for a long time.
Then they're making out in this picture. Where are they here? February 2016, insists it's something casual. So they were casually doing stuff together. August 2016, whoa, Justin unfollows, oh God, Haley on Instagram and is photographed with Sophia Richie. Yikes.
See? Was
it, August 2016 to April 2018. two years, things go quiet. Then May 2018, they're in touch again.
Who's in touch?
Haley and Justin. So May 2018, that's when this started. That they're holding hands. No, they're not holding hands. June, the pair are spotted at church together. What's with them in church, man?
They're religious.
June 13th, the pair pictured loving proper, like, oh, they were like making out on June 13th. Okay, so as of April or May, we'll say, of this year, and now they're married.
I know they knew each other for a long... They've known each other for a long time.
So you're saying after how many months? How many months is that? So what, like 5 months?
Wait. June to April?
Yeah, like May. They said May.
May, June. That's 2 months.
Well, like, they're not sure. They said they started seeing them together.
Three months for insurance.
Okay, so May to June, June to July, July to August, August to September, September, October, November to December. That's 6 months.
You think that's enough time?
At 6 months, would you have married Patrick?
No! I want to marry Patrick right now! It's been two and a half years almost! He still has more testing to go through.
Testing? Yes. Wait, what?
Yes, it's a thorough, continuous process of testing.
What other tests do you have for him?
The tests come up when the experience shows up, and then I see how he reacts.
Oh my gosh.
How he handles certain situations.
Well, I think this thing with your dad was pretty well handled.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So that was a test.
That was a test.
Seeing family, like, yes, see when they're hard times.
He passed with flying colors with my aunt.
Oh, good.
My little cousin conducted a silent interview, and he said he passed, so.
Oh, wow.
All
okay.
Well in there, but it's still not done yet.
What about the kids part?
Hmm?
How do you know if he'll pass about kids?
Wait, what?
Like, how do you handle, like, figuring out that?
Like, if we want to have kids? Or, like, how he handles, like, parenting.
Both. Well, I know he wants to have kids, but...
Mm.
Oh, maybe. Lauren. Maybe.
No, he knows I want to, so, like, he will because
have
I
you
want
ever seen
to.
The Office?
What? No.
Oh. Because Jan Levinson Gould becomes Jan Levinson because her husband wouldn't want to have a child with her.
Oh, no, he will.
That's what they all say.
He will. Well, once he has one, he'll be like, oh my God, that's the cutest thing ever. I want another. And then he'll be asking.
He doesn't even want to raise, but you said he doesn't want to raise his Catholic and you want to raise them Catholic.
No, he says he doesn't care. He said, let the child choose what they want to do once they're old enough to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can understand that. But I know they're going to choose to be Catholic. So I'm not worried.
You seem to have a lot of power over all these things.
The woman has to have a lot of power.
I'm not saying they shouldn't, but I think that's extremely hard to...
Gotta crack the whip on them. Just...
Oh my God, my dad's calling. Hello?
Excuse me, we're on...
I'm on the radio. I can't talk right now.
Okay.
Well, it's over.
Well, yes, anyway, speaking of...
Yeah, I mean, you could do it, look at it online, I guess.
You have to conduct thorough interviews in various situations to determine if your partner is suitable for you. I'm just telling the people while you were...
Oh, God.
You're saying Henry hasn't undergone testing?
Like what?
Like scenario-based testing?
What scenarios have I asked him?
Well, you don't ask him. It's like life experiences. Like, yeah. So that's what's more valuable to me. Like, I need to see, like... Like, you, someone can talk the talk, but the UFs, I need to see them walk the walk. I need proof.
Wow.
And that takes time.
Wow. When do you expect to get married?
Once he's undergone all his testing.
How are you supposed to know when that is? You'll be tested in the rest of his life.
Exactly.
So you're never getting married?
No, of course I'm getting married.
Oh, my God. Do you have a timeline?
Well, I'd like to be married before I'm 30.
Okay. When do you want to first have kids?
Before I'm 30.
Okay.
So I'd like to get my married in my mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
And then start having kids in my late 20s.
And you feel pretty strong about Patrick?
Yeah. I feel pretty... He's
a keeper so far.
Yeah. He has an A+ currently.
Which is good, because I think at times maybe he's improved to the A+.
Yes. Oh, he's definitely improved to the A+.
Improved to the A+. We weren't even always...
Little rocky in the beginning.
Little rocky, and so we had a little low of a grade, but now we're back on top.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
You can always improve.
Always improve. Yeah. He's an A+, so what does he have to do now?
Keep an A+.
No slacking.
I can't let it drop.
No slacking. Wow. So interesting, Lauren. Well, I hope you have that figured out and worked that out.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But, sorry, I'm getting communication on my phone.
My mom says, you guys are so funny. We are laughing.
Are we that? I feel like this was actually a boring conversation today. I'm glad they think we're funny, though. I think your pretzel conversation will never get old.
Oh, yeah.
Did they hear that one?
I don't know if they heard that one. Maybe not. Because, like, my mom had issues with the getting the thing to work.
So, Mrs. Terrapata, if you don't know, basically, Lauren read this whole speech about pretzels and how there's a discount at Auntie Anne's. And after, she was so excited about it, at the very end, she goes, I was like, when is the dates for this? And she realized it was, like, 2 years old.
It's been long gone. It's been many moons since there was a discount on a hot pretzel.
But
so don't go to Auntie Anne's. Only Wetzel Pretzel. I'm a Wetzel Pretzel girl.
I don't have a preference. I don't have a preference. Whatever's in the mall.
Whatever's in the mall. Wow, where's your loyalty?
Great. Okay, let's pick one more song. And then...
One more Christmas banger.
Yeah. Do people say that anymore?
I just did.
Yikes.
A real... I spend too much time with Patrick's friends.
Oh.
And they say these things, and now I start repeating them. Like, I seriously have adopted a new language.
Wow. I'm sure they're proud.
Because when they're angry, they go, grrr!
What?
They're like, if something doesn't go right, they're like, grrr! And so then I start doing grrr. And then, like, if something does go right, or, like, if, like, something, like, comes, like... Something good happens, they're like, oi!
And do you do that?
Yeah, like, oi! And then Bora starts speaking in Turkish, and I'm trying to pick up some of the Turkish words, but I don't know what he's actually saying. It's just like, I just repeat it, but, like, I don't know what I'm saying, so I could be swearing, and I wouldn't have any idea.
Why don't you ask him?
Well, yeah. But when he says it, he's just, like, so in the zone, and then I can't repeat it because I don't know exactly what he said.
Uh-huh.
So then he's like, doo! And I'm like, doo!
Interesting.
And so I've adopted a whole new language.
That's very interesting. Okay.
Oh, and then there's Relax Fabio, which I don't know who Fabio is, but...
Isn't he a guy with, like, long hair, like... Like, that they always say is, like, he's on, like, the cover of books and stuff, like, those romance novels...
Maybe that's a Fabio.
I'm pretty sure that's what they, like, when people say Fabio, that's what they mean.
Well, if you ever need to tell somebody to calm down, you'd be like, relax, Fabio. Anyway, you can play the song.
Okay, let's try this. Man with the Bag by Jesse J.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, change it up, you know? Here we go.
Oh, Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells. so good. He'll make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag. Christmas is here
and a happy new year. I just said that. That's what
I also acted like I didn't know the song, and then I started singing it as soon as it came on, so I did. Okay, so you are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and this is Two Girls Playing Tunes, and I'm Sam.
And I'm Lauren. And this is the last one.
Yeah, see you next semester.
Wow. People better tune in again.
And we'll try to pick a better time so that Henry can listen every week.
What's a better time for Henry?
Not mock trial time.
Oh. Mock trial is 5 to 6?
5 to 7. It's a lot of time. A lot of commitment.
Oh my god, this is a freshener. All right, that's it.
Okay, gotta go. Okay, have a great break. Bye.